Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, you're not going to believe this, but we actually managed to pull it off. We talked about it yesterday, and then we called the powers that be, and they said no, and we called the other powers that be, and they also said no, and this only just ended up taking them from promo. We have One Direction tickets to give away.
Oh, nice.
I know it sounds ridiculous. People are like, oh, my God. But think about it. If a guy's got a daughter that's that age, boom, we just made you a hero.
Throw them in her stocking.
If you're not of that age, we're like, I don't have kids. Okay, just think. The girl that you're maybe thinking about dating, maybe she's into the band. Maybe her little sister's into the band. Maybe her little brother's into the
band. We do have one stipulation, though. Hmm. You can't win them and bring your buddy, because that you'll look like a weirdo at that show, two dudes.
No. Couldn't agree more.
It says right on the price sheet.
If you don't have a kid with you.
Right. It says right on the price sheet. No going with you and your buddy.
Toys for Boys 4 on the way as well, and another $1,000 gift card to Sleep Country Canada. That coming up in a whole lot more. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. Here we go. A hell of a way to start a morning.
Damn right. Anything off Appetite Destruction works for me, but when it's a song that we don't hear a ton, you know, it's not Sweet Child of Mine or Mr. Brownstone.
No kidding.
Damn right.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 2 for Tuesday coming up later today, just after 10 a.m., as a matter of fact, as soon as we're done this morning, so you might hear some more GNR back-to-back. 6:11, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
There is a chance we might get some snow today.
Woo! Bring it.
Beep. Chance of rain
too
as well.
Early. It's too early. I'm just
40% chance, so you never know. It's lightly drizzling out there right now. We're at 2 degrees.
As you guys know, I like the snow for Christmas. I take a lot of heat for that. But this, after last winter and how brutal it was, I will not be... It'll be December 20th before I'm whining about no snow, just so you know.
Wow, thank God.
That was an awful winter last year. Holy God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We've been doing pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like this October.
Yeah, it's been nice.
It's been fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so. I was going to mention this yesterday, but I wanted to wait. Because, I mean, I know you guys kind of gave me hell for writing off my cat a little early.
Yeah.
about a month and a half ago. He went missing for about like 36 hours, but he ended up showing up. The cat came back.
You guys had a funeral. I went to it. It was that night.
Yeah. So yesterday, well, in the past... over the weekend, my dog, if those that don't know, I have a half Great Dane, half Bull Mastiff that's 4 years old, 150 pounds. And she, with breeds that size, the hips start going pretty early.
And they have a hard time growing into their body and
what's
stuff.
That?
They can grow into their body wrong if they're like exercise too much or not enough when they're growing up, right? It can be.
And the shelf life for big breeds like that is not very long. And like I said, she's 4 years old, and yet over the weekend, she wasn't moving, she wasn't eating, she was whimpering every time she tried to move, and I just thought, oh God, her hips are gone. And so we took her into the vet yesterday, and I was thinking that we were just going to be dropping her off.
Mm-hmm.
And the vet said, doesn't look good, but here's some anti-inflammatories, here's some painkillers, bring her home and... You know, try to enjoy as much time as you can with her.
Yeah.
But, man, is it tough.
No kidding. For the whole family, right? That even though it's 4 years, it's still, you know, to explain to the kids. And, I mean, have you ever, you probably have, but have you ever been in the room when an animal goes down?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they give you the option.
Yeah.
I have never owned a pet, but I've been in the room when an animal went down. I was cat sitting for people.
Oh, right.
And the cat was sick.
Old boss.
You had to put a cat down?
He was out of town.
Old boss's cat.
It was my old boss at Edmonton. He's like, hey, man, I can't have cats where I'm staying. Can you house sit the cat for me? Sorry to hijack your story, by the way.
I'm very sorry
to hear about your dog.
I want to hear why you ended up putting a cat down while a guy was on vacation, you asshole.
No, he's the asshole. He drops off the cat. The cat's about 2 pounds. It's clearly sick. I'm like, buddy, your cat's not doing... Oh, no, it's fine. It just had a little whatever the hell cats get. He acted like it was under the weather. Well, we had it for a couple of weeks. The thing wasn't eating. It was hiding under the bed like it was about to die. It was just bones and fur. So eventually, my wife loves cats. She's like, we got to take it to the vet.
Yeah.
So we tried to get a hold of them. They were out of town, so we took it to the vet just to, whatever, we'll take it to the vet for them. They're like, this cat needs to be put down right now. Whose cat is this? So we couldn't reach the people. We had to put it down right there.
So how did you explain to them when they got back
in town? Let the vet talk to them. We're like, hey, it's not our fault. Talk to the vet, man.
You guys are murderers.
How long was this cat in your house dying like this?
Absolute murderers.
But yes, to finish my story, it was an awful experience putting the animal down.
No,
it was not fun.
No. All right, 6:15, what's trending coming up?
What's trending?
All right, so even I had to go in and look into this a little bit because I remember it, but I don't remember reading it. This is trending right now in the comic world. Dr. Stephen Strange, which was an old character. He's a sorcerer. He's a master of black magic. And he's a Marvel character. He's a comic book character. And they decided to do a movie about Doctor Strange, and Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be playing Doctor Strange. So, and this is one of this is obscure.
Who, that sounds like a porn name, Cumberbatch. Who's that? Do I know that guy?
Remember the new Star Wars movie that was out, In the Darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played he played the villain.
Oh, okay.
Big tall looking guy. Very pale.
I'll let you tell the rest of the story, and I'm going to Google him.
But Rena, if you thought Guardians of the Galaxy was obscure, this is 10 times as obscure. And to me, I don't know. Like, the first thing you got to do when you're going to do an obscure movie is get a good actor. So Benedict Cumberbatch is a good choice. But
why is Guardians of the Galaxy obscure? It's not like a...
No.
Unless you read comics or follow that world closely. I had never heard of it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's extremely...
I know the big ones. Hulk, Superman, Batman.
Yeah, everyone knows the Avengers, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, that kind of stuff. Batman, Superman in the DC world. But
I see.
Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange. Idea. Dr. Stephen Strange, a little outside the norm. Okay.
But why not? These movies...
Yeah, they're killing
are
it.
...are licensed to print money right now. Jerry Jones is trending. I don't know how much of the game you watched, Wheels, last night. I know you were dealing with the dog and stuff, but... first of all, he's an owner, Rena, and he's also the general manager. So he's a narcissist. I was telling you last week how it's...
This is the type of asshole who has somebody follow him around just to be his glass cleaner. Like seriously, my glasses need cleaning. Okay. He has him his glasses and he...
Yeah, he's the worst kind of billionaire. He's a Texas billionaire. And one time he was on camera and they caught him handing his glasses to some lackey who cleaned them and handed them back to him. Like, he's unreal. So during the game last night, he does a full-length interview during the game. So Twitter explodes. Since when do owners do full-length interviews during play? Never happens. Then Tony Romo gets hurt, which is a big concern for Cowboy fans.
Karma.
Right. He comes back into the game. Jones runs down to the sidelines in full view of all of North America, a lot of the world, talking to the head coach, giving him an update, which, again, never happens. And then stays on the sidelines the rest of the game, cheering on the players like... Mm. He's unbelievable.
Oh, then they follow him
around.
There's only
one Jerry Jones.
And Jerry Jones is back up in the owner's box now. Yeah. We'll keep you up to date on where he is.
Somebody's cleaning his glasses.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard about this yet, but he's begging for the nation's forgiveness after botching the national anthem bad at Game 5 of the World Series in San Francisco on Sunday.
I didn't see that.
Instead of singing at Twilight's...
Nobody did. No one's watching the World Series this year.
Well, at Twilight's Last Gleaming, he just, like, started skipping lyrics, and anyway, he says that he got his nerves got the best of him, and he's completely torn up about what happens, and he says the anthem means so much to so many, including himself, but he said it's karma, because do you remember at the Super Bowl in 2011 when Christina Aguilera botched up the lyrics really bad to the national anthem? Do you remember that?
He chirped her about it?
Oh, he beaked her hard. He was all over her about how she's a disgrace and should know the country's anthem and blah, blah, blah. So he said this has got to be karma for when he beaked her bad on Twitter when she messed up the anthem.
I'll be honest, if you had a gun to your head, could you do the American national anthem? Could you sing it?
Probably not.
I couldn't. Not a chance. No, Canadian, what I could do, no problem.
I'm surprised these big-time performers keep doing the anthem, because every now and then one of them messes it up.
It's an honor, though, but it's an honor,
I know,
right?
But they never live it down if they happen to screw it up.
No one will do as good as Roseanne Barr.
Carl Lewis, another legend.
Unbelievable. 6:25 now. All right, Serena, you had it in your news, and you'll have it again coming up here in about 20 minutes. But Selinger, apparently people in his own party are saying, hey, maybe it's time for
beer. Step down.
They're not asking him to step down specifically.
No, but
they're because they're dancing around it. They don't want to actually say it. They just say they don't support him anymore. They refuse to show support in the public for him.
I was watching some news clips yesterday, and they're chasing people down on the ledge yesterday. Like, hey, what do you think? And they're like, no comment. I got a meeting. I got to be too. I want to talk about Selinger.
His finance minister. The quote, here's the quote.
Ashton?
No, Howard.
Jennifer Howard.
Yeah. Right.
And Stan Struthers, they both said, quote, he needs to think carefully about the criticism that has been leveled against him. That's his finance minister, and they're talking about the PSD.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: if you want the NDP to go down, and I think there's a lot of people in this province that do,
you don't want him to step down.
You need to hope he sticks around, because when people within the party, like, it takes a lot for people within the party to start going, really, Greg, you're not very popular. The PSD thing has gone over like polio. Like, maybe we need to think about things here. And, you know, I don't see Selinger stepping down. He's not that kind of guy.
He's even made it, not clear, but he's made it blurry that he has no intentions of stepping down before his time is up. But, okay, here's a message for Greg. Listen, Greg, I know you and I don't get along because you don't know who I am or what my name is. We've met numerous times and he still doesn't remember me. And that's fine. And that's fine. If you don't want to step down, that's also fine. But here's the thing. Everything you've done while you've been premier has been miserable.
Yeah.
It has not been good. Mm-hmm. Like, right from the get-go, right from the inside, nothing has been good. It's been just, hurdle after hurdle after downfall after fail. So in these last few minutes of your reign, make the people happy.
Yeah.
Just do some really cool stuff. Do some stuff where people are going to go, wow, that was really cool. Because you know what? It's not going to make a difference. You're not tarnishing your legacy by any point by sticking around because you really haven't done anything good to have a legacy.
Right.
So why not try and make one? Why not do some stuff that's really going to please people?
Like just do random weird things. Like march down Portage Avenue with polar bears.
Sure.
On a leash.
Why not?
What the hell?
Wait, show up at someone's office with donuts. Say, hi, I'm Greg Sale. Here's some donut. Just do some really oddball stuff that may get you in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's your only shot, really, is what it is.
Yeah, well, again, I've just been doing some reading this morning and yesterday. It's helped parties when the leader is unpopular and he steps down.
Mm.
So...
Because they have a chance to put someone...
Fresh blood.
Someone
things
good,
will be different,
will
don't
run
you
for
worry.
A bit. Well, yes, you know, because right now there was a poll put up at the Winnipeg Sun, and if a provincial election were held today, which party would you vote for? 35% or PC, 23% NDP.
Mm-hmm. Wow, see, so the NDP has still got some clout there.
Well, yeah, they won a majority last election, so it's pretty tough to... I think they're also very nervous about what happened to Washalish Lees in the mayoral election.
Oh, yeah.
Election. I think that turned a few heads within the party.
Yeah, big time.
And the fact that she, Washalish Lees said, well, I mentioned Selinger's name a couple of times, and I think that hurt me. No, she never actually said that. But,
no, it was Selinger who said that. He said, Jimmy mentioned my names a few times, and I think that hurt her.
When it comes to political parties, they're a lot like raccoons. They're not going to come out and attack you, but if you back them into a corner, they'll start slashing at you. So that's a bad analogy, maybe. Who knows? So, Phil, listen, I know you were that this way last year. I think I may be switching spots with you this year.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I am looking forward to the snow.
Hey, welcome to the
snow.
It's nice to have you on board the snow train.
Here's why.
The snow train.
Here's why. I'm
a club.
Last year, I put that little mini hockey rink in my backyard.
Yeah.
And it was my first attempt at it. It turned out pretty good. There's a few things that I learned about building a backyard hockey rink, but I've decided to go bigger and better. And I'm still going to put the mini little hockey rink in for my boys. But then I've also decided to put a curling rink in the backyard.
Oh, it's just a multiplex.
You know what? I'm going to call it the Olympic Training Center.
Are you going to have a social hall
How
there
much
too?
Does a membership fee cost?
Just bring beer. Just BYOB and enough for me too. And that's it. That's it. But no, I don't have enough room to do a full a sheet of curling ice, but I've got enough room to do about 100 feet from end to end. And so, of course, I need the snow and I need the cold in order to start laying down, the water. Mm-hmm. And, for those thinking, that's going to cost a fortune. No, luckily, I'm on well water.
That's right.
So it's not going to cost me a dime.
You can do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rena, I think he's doing this to have more parties. What do you think?
I agree.
He loves having parties. He loves having people over.
Phil, hang on. You know better than anyone. Once you have a family... And especially kids and whatnot, you look for projects that keep you outside of the house. So at least I'm still on the
I'm sure your kids are curling.
Rena, the eldest one will this year. Sure, he will.
Of course,
this year,
he will.
Throwing those rocks.
You betcha.
That's safe.
You kidding me? His training for an Olympic gold medal starts tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. So, but is it a reason to have more parties? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Is it a reason to have more friends over?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, when it comes to winter in Winnipeg, you got to find things to do outside.
I do hear you. I do hear you. And it's winter. It's going to be long and brutal. We know this. You might as well have reasons to drag the family outside. Mm. I'm waiting for you to build like a snow hill back there. Like, what's wrong with that? The kids are going to say, Dad, curling, hockey, where's the snow hill? We want to go tobogganing.
Well, with enough, I'll have to shovel enough snow this year. That we probably will.
You don't shovel your own snow. You got
when
people
does the coldest snow go up in your backyard?
I have people that come in and shovel the driveway. I take care of the rink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did last year at least. What was your question, Rena?
When does the Coliseum go up in your backyard? I can't wait for the gladiator fights to start.
City traffic.
Love it.
Because you would.
Dave Wheeler Commutiplex.
Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort every Monday. Get 10 times the points on your Ocean Club account. You can visit southbeachcasino.ca. It's a big deal today, you guys, especially for people in Transcona, because the Naren Overpass is done.
Woo!
It's done. Construction is over. All the lanes are open.
You know
open.
Who did that?
I don't
Brian Bowman. Yeah, Bowman.
Bowman did that.
He went down there with a shovel and a jackhammer. He took his shirt off. He's like Sideshow Willie. Oh, no, Groundskeeper Willie.
Willie.
No one knew he was ripped. He took his shirt off. He's ripped, and he just finished the project.
And you know, Bowman's Googled. Complete. He's completing the lines on the road this morning there. So they are painting lines.
With a paintbrush.
But at least all the lanes are open. It's a big deal.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:03. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita. About 3 hours away from Two for Tuesdays. Two for Tuesdays, back to back. The same artist, and that which means the 820 Rock Riff is worth double the points today. So make sure you're listening just over an hour from now.
3 is the high for today. 40% chance of some snow or rain later on. 2 degrees right now.
Okay, in 15 minutes, we're going to give away One Direction tickets.
And I know that sounds strange. People are like, what, who? When, huh?
Boy band, right? Yeah. Huge boy band. They're playing IG Field.
Mm-hmm.
Rena has posters on her ceiling. Tell us more about this One Direction band.
They are British.
Okay.
I think there's like five or six of them.
Is there?
Yeah, it's a boy band. It's like Backstreet Boys, but this like for this year, you know?
Way bigger than I would
realize. Sorry, I think they're, I don't know if they're even over 21.
I had heard of them. But I didn't know they were IG Field big.
Yeah. They're one of Simon Cowell's cauldron concoctions, aren't they? I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Either that or Simon Fuller. It's one of the Simons.
I know one of them is named Harry Styles because he's always in the news about being a womanizer and dating Taylor Swift.
The first thing I punch it, if I type in One Direction Simon, it says One Direction Simon Cowell X Factor contract.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. There's five of them, it looks like, in the picture on Wikipedia.
So, and it was funny because the show was announced at IG Field, as you just said, Rena, and I kind of thought... Look,
you guys were shocked at that it was IG Field.
Yeah.
They are huge. They're the biggest boy band in the world right now, by far.
So that One Direction, I'm assuming that would be straight that they're heading?
I don't know if they're all straight or not. I honestly don't know.
Bad joke. Regardless, okay, so we thought, you know, listen, there's a lot of dads that have daughters. There's maybe a dude who's dating a girl with a little sister. In any incarnation, no matter how you do up the variables, it equals out to you know somebody that wants to go to the One Direction concert. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to look like a hero? Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Sure.
So we're going to give away One Direction tickets coming up here in about 15 minutes. And if you are a father, have your daughter handy. And
yeah, we need
your teenage daughter because we got to talk to her.
For the contest, we need you and your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess a boy could be into this.
Whatever,
band.
Sure.
One of your children.
Whoever wants to go to the show, hopefully they're with you when you call in 15 minutes for the concert.
Yeah.
We're not, there are stipulations. It's right on, it's in small print on the tickets. You can't go. Two dudes, two middle-aged men cannot go to this show.
Wow. That's true.
They won't let you in.
Probably not get in.
It's creepy.
Just saying.
It looks weird.
Going to take a quick break. 15 minutes away. Yes, we are giving away One Direction tickets here on 92 City FM. Stay tuned.
In your younger years, you can think of one band that you liked or a musician, artist.
What was yours?
Honestly, and my older brother, who only listened to like Dio and Sabbath, I wanted the Michael Jackson Thriller album.
I think everyone has that.
I did, but he abused me for it. Oh, Michael Jackson, yeah. Look at my Dio back patch. You're lame.
I think I saw some MJ. Christ, I have the Village People on vinyl. Like I've accumulated somebody. I've probably got some really embarrassing stuff, which back then would be embarrassing. Which now it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you know you have that.
Now, if it's good music, it's good music.
Sure.
But when you're growing up, you're always careful not to like some band that makes you a pussy.
Once again,
I was actually reading that when you're 14 years old, the music that you listen to that is in that year of your life is the music that you are going to remember the most throughout the rest of your life, and that you will be most attributed or that you will relate. to the most with.
Like I don't disagree. 14, well, it's funny you say that because that was like that was the heyday of Nirvana for me. You know what I mean?
It's the most influential. It's the music that'll influence the way that you live your life the most.
That would have been 1993. So grunge was huge. Soundgarden, Nirvana, you know, the Pixies.
I think when I was 14, I know that would have been right around the time of Appetite for Destruction for me. When I was 14,
that would have been 89 ish,
like 25 years ago.
88. 87?
Well, that's the cassette that's I remember that was really my call to rock and roll action, where I was like...
For you, Rena, I'm guessing Garth Brooks?
No, that was before that, like, probably the year 2000, I think I would have been 14.
Okay.
So,
Nickelback.
I don't even know. Yeah, I guess Nickelback.
They shaped your life, Rena.
Wow. Sad.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, again, I got, as far as concerts go, my first concert was probably a Sharon Lois and Bram show. My first, you know, rock and roll concert I remember vividly was Trooper opening up for Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. But as far as my first big like concert,
yep.
MC Hammer.
Oh.
I saw MC Hammer out in Penticton, BC for Peach Fest while I was there for Hockey School.
Peach Fest.
He wore out the big jammer pants and everything, big parachute pants.
Yep.
Remember that guy that it was like he was like Gumby? And he got like the way he danced and stuff?
Like he was on stage with MC or
yeah.
That's how...
Yeah, do you remember him?
I don't remember a ton. Okay. I know his songs, MC Hammer, but I wasn't going to his shows.
Too legit to quit.
I wasn't a young Dave Wheeler at the shows.
All right. The reason why we're talking about all this is because I know this sounds really strange, but we are giving away One Direction tickets this morning. The show is coming up sometime at IG Field. Hopefully they come in January. That'd be a real shocker. Go play IG Field in January.
I think it's July next year.
July 24th.
Yeah. There you go. It's a 780 city, CITI 2484. And why are we giving away One Direction tickets? Because we realize that there are people out there that have daughters who are into One Direction. We want you to look like a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a daughter or maybe your
son.
Maybe you're dating a girl or you want to date a girl whose younger sister or brother is into that band. Who knows? We're just trying to make you look like a hero.
Yeah, as long as
maybe
it's not
you're
you.
Into it. I'm not here to judge.
As long as it's not you and your buddy. Then we're going to start to ask some questions.
Yeah, Philly and I will be there. We have backstage passes. We're going to do the meet and greet. We're really excited.
Imagine the looks on their faces.
Oh my God.
At the meet and greet.
I honestly wouldn't. They probably wouldn't even be fazed by that.
I think they'd be fazed.
Oh, I think they would a little bit.
Two 40-year-old men.
They're the biggest pop group in the world right now. You know how many weirdos there probably are that approach them where they're like, oh, why? You're like a 40-year-old guy.
But in a given day, they would not see too many 40-year-old men going, ah! One Direction! You know, I see what you're saying.
Do you think bands like that, though, because you said they're all like kind of like late teens, early 20s, right?
Yeah, I'm going to check just to make sure.
Because, I mean, like, do you think they're having a look and getting their managers to go, okay, make sure you check IDs, but we want that girl backstage after.
That goes on in music, period, I would say.
But with a boy band like that?
Yeah, they're carefully watched.
Very carefully watched.
Carefully chaperoned. Okay, should we get a contestant?
Let's.
We need your daughter or your son. For this contest. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Wayne.
All right, Wayne. Who are these tickets for?
For my daughter, Kylie, and my daughter, Ainsley.
Wow, what a hero. I like this guy.
Now, here's the thing. There's only two tickets. So are you going to send them on their own, or how are you going to work that?
Yeah, I think they could go.
How old are they?
13 and 9.
Oh, yeah, 13.
Right. On their own?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're 13, you can babysit other kids. You're old enough to take care of somebody else.
Are
that should be enough to take care of.
Are either one of them handy?
They're not. No, I'm at work right now.
You're at work right now. Okay. Can you name, this is tough because
we need your daughter. We said half an hour ago.
You know what, though? But at the same time, we're not going to, let's just give them the tickets.
Okay.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this. Just the fact that we're
all
giving
right,
them away is good.
Right. They're
so.
For his daughters. Okay.
Now, you promise these are for your daughter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're not going with a buddy from work?
No.
Okay, where do you work?
I work for the city.
You work for the city? Okay, you know what you have to do? You have to tell everybody today that you won One Direction tickets on 92 City FM. That's
really?
That's what you have to do.
Oh, and act excited to your coworkers.
Have you got one of the radios like in your truck or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to radio out to everybody that you just won One Direction tickets on 92 City.
Harry Styles is my favorite.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. Your girls are off to One Direction. You're very welcome, sir. It's 7:22, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Raina. Good morning.
City traffic.
We'll have more tomorrow morning, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
One more set of tickets tomorrow morning.
Traffic is for Barley Brothers, your place to watch football. Game day, enjoy the Fort Gary Benson Burger special. Only $15. Please drink responsibly. Barley Brothers, 655 Empress. The only thing in traffic this morning, we need a round of applause. Construction is over. All the lanes are open on the Narran overpass this morning. That's right. Huge thank you to Brian Bowman for getting down there and
fixing it. Brought his tools.
Yeah. Tool belt.
The good news is he's
like Holmes on Holmes.
Get off Philly's the Narran.
Been tweeting pictures of groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah. So Bowman looks Bowman. Like without a shirt.
Anyway, they're just line painting there, but otherwise, all the lanes are open on the Narran overpass this morning. Any other traffic tips? Let us know. 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
92 City FM, world class rock. 7:45, Tuesday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. We're all here. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
There's a 40% chance of rain or snow later today. 3 is the high. We're at 2.
And a reminder, it's Toys for Boys 4 bonus week.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who may not have listened to the station yesterday, maybe you were out of town, maybe you were away from the radio, that's important to know because it was supposed to be over.
Yeah.
We stepped up to the table, gave you a bonus week. So 8:30 this morning, I think 45 minutes, another chance to qualify for Toys for Boys.
Do me a favor and roll down your right sleeve there. It looks like you're packing smokes up there. Looks like you're an old greaser from the 70s.
I like doing that.
But rolling your smokes in there?
I would totally put them up there. I don't smoke.
Sense.
I feel like you should have car greasy hands if you got the smokes in the shoulder.
Though. Well, I think the reason why you would do that is because a lot of guys that were kind of rough and tumble and greasy and whatnot, if you put your smokes in your pocket, your jeans are so goddamn tight they'd get crushed.
That's right.
And nobody likes crushed smokes, right, Rena?
Right.
That's
right.
I'd like to know, is that the reason?
I think so.
Or was it just because it looked tough? We talk about the fanny pack, smokes rolled up in your shirt. If you're tough enough and you work on cars or you're a construction worker, that can make a comeback. Roll your smokes up in your... I think
those guys, putting the smokes in their pocket isn't that, you know, they're working all day. They're not really sitting down a lot.
Yeah, oh.
You know, so that's why I think it's a fashion thing.
But
I think putting the smokes...
I don't think so. I disagree. Because I think especially if you're working on cars in the hood, if you're bending over...
They're not
wearing
skinny jeans while they're working on cars.
Listen,
there's no way.
In the 70s they were.
Oh, yeah. Even in the 80s.
Sure. 70s and 80s, they were all about
we're talking
skin
more
tight jeans.
Back in the day when the tight jeans, like, we used to call them headbangers in high school. You had the tight jeans.
Call them greasers.
Yeah, right. And so the jeans were tight. Maybe it was squishing the smokes. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're right. Those guys aren't wearing skinny jeans.
No.
But we're talking back in the day.
Okay, we digress. Let's do this.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
Before you get started, sorry, Rena, the phones are going crazy. Probably about that smokes thing. So what you can do is call the Bone phone if you want, 780 Bone.
Sure.
Or I'll put it up at the Facebook page as well.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson's chance for a new trial now lies with the Nevada Supreme Court. His lawyers have filed papers claiming that a lower court judge was wrong not to give him another chance in front of a judge and jury. He's arguing that the lawyer from his trial botched the case, so there's a conflict of interest. So he is trying to get another court deal to try and get him out of prison, but he technically won't be eligible for parole until 2017, and he's already 67 years old. I think he's just kind of fighting time right now, trying to get out before he gets too old, because I heard he's really sick in jail too.
Front cover of the Inquirer, very reputable paper, at the grocery store on the weekend. Big picture of OJ, like, with a look on his face, like, so like, what? And the headline, yeah, I killed her, so what?
God. Aaron Lewis from Stained, he's begging for the nation's forgiveness after botching the national anthem at Game 5 of the World Series in San Francisco on Sunday. He screwed up the words, and he says he's completely torn up about what happened. He says the anthem means so much to so many, including himself, but perhaps it's karma coming back at him because he publicly berated Christina Aguilera after she messed up the anthem before the Super Bowl in 2011. If you remember that, he went all over Twitter and just reamed her out, basically telling her how stupid she was. So now he's done the exact same thing, going, oh, oops.
Karma is a dish best served cold.
Hilarious.
And when he messed it up, I'm going to put it up at 92cityfm.ca. They kind of panned the dugout, and they caught Tim Lincecum, the Giants pitcher.
Yeah, check one.
And the look on his face was, that wasn't right.
Wait a second.
But he kept going. That's the challenge when you mess something up. He kept going, and he got the rest of it fine.
At least he didn't trip over a carpet with skates on.
Oh, that poor broad. Wow.
No, I was thinking about the guy in the Western League.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who was skating around?
In the tuxedo.
Oh, yes.
Tuxedo
was,
guy?
Yeah.
I was thinking of the chick years ago who did the anthem in like Quebec
bad.
City and she fell.
Yeah. I hate watching that video. It makes me feel awful. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin from Coldplay have split up.
That's
after just 4 months of dating. She's 24. He's 37. He was pictured making out with
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's a Freudian, Rena.
Slurred
troll.
Her name there. Gwyneth Paltrow. He was photographed like kind of kissing her when they were exchanging the kids or whatever, doing a drop off. So I don't know if that's something
that's why the exes are dangerous.
Something that blew up. Yeah. But anyway, they split up.
How dare you kiss the woman that you had kids with? You're with me now.
When you have kids with someone and then they're your ex, it's probably a constant source of tension, especially if you don't hate each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
you always got to
see them to do the kid drop off, and sometimes kisses just
happen. Well, they bought mansions next door to each other so they could share the kids. Yeah. No wonder Jennifer Lawrence is like, peace, baggage, baggage city.
And for those that think, oh my God, I couldn't do that, just think they're not as close as the houses are in Waverly West.
Yeah.
Estates miles apart.
Yeah. And actor Hugh Jackman has undergone treatment for the third time with skin cancer. It came back. Yes. The X-Men star had, it was about a year ago. He had cancer, skin cancer on his nose. He had to go for surgery and have it removed. And then in May, it started to come back. So he went for another surgery. And then last week, it came back again. So this is now his third surgery to try to have the skin cancer removed from
his face. That's got to be melanoma. So my mom has the same thing, but it's dormant. Like, it's not, like, she has it in her face, but it's not moving. And until it starts moving, they're really not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, very scary. That's the scoop.
Now the Bone Phone, brought to you by Advance Electronics, with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
Okay, the audio's kind of tough to... It's not the clearest of audio here, but this guy wants to send a shout out to a good Manitoba boy, Travis Hamonic, who plays for the New York Islanders.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Travis Hamonic from St. Paul, Manitoba, who plays for the New York Islanders. If you guys haven't seen his video on YouTube there, check it out about how he lost his dad when he was younger. Good on him, man. Good man, man. Check it out.
So a little bit of background noise. I'm not sure what that was, but
it sounded like the beginning of The Friendly Giant.
Yeah, kind of weird.
What the hell is going on?
But I'm going to look at that. I haven't seen the video. I've heard about it. Travis Hamonic video about his dad up on YouTube there.
What was the rooster's name? The Friendly Giant? Or the one that poked out of the bag?
Finnegan? No, that was Mr. Dress-Up.
Casey and Finnegan.
Casey and Finnegan.
Whatever. Moving on.
What poked out of what bag? This is a kid's show. Okay.
Some cock.
This guy had some concerns about last night's Monday Night Football game, but not the game.
I've watched better half of the second half and overtime. I haven't seen one Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
What, are you kidding
me?
We're too busy looking at Jerry Jones all night.
They flashed for the Cowboy girls quite a bit last night.
What's Jerry Jones doing now? He's over there with the cheerleaders. Jerry, get away.
He's doing the can-can.
Okay, Oilers and Habs played last night. Two Canadian teams. Whenever that happens, you get the calls like this.
I don't know if you watched the game last night, but...
I don't know where to start with this guy. Look, when your team's been as bad as the Oilers have been, don't you kind of shut it for a while until they're at least more than 500?
Yeah, it's pretty early.
I think you take whatever win you can get.
And that's the other way.
Because you're pumped because you never get to be pumped.
That's the other thing,
too. Let them be pumped.
Especially with Oilers fans. You don't know how long this is going to last. Yeah. So.
And we do. Personally, I know I beat the Oilers quite a bit. So, hey, have your... It's about time. If they're good this year, good. We don't want them to get a Connor McDavid to add to the rest of their first overall picks. Okay, this woman, not happy with Winnipeg sports fans.
I listen every morning to people bitch, whine, and snivel about the losing teams of Winnipeg. You know what's losing? The fans. You guys are a bunch of foul-weathered bunch of whining, crack-addict bitches.
Whoa.
The reason that Saskatchewan does good is their fans stick with them regardless. And no, I'm not a Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan. I'm a BC Lion fan in Swaggerville. And the reason that is because you guys suck. Not the Bombers, the fans suck. Show the team a little bit of support. Maybe they'll win. Grow up, you bunch of freaking babies.
No, listen, hang on a sec here, lady. Hang on a sec here. Back up! Back up your horse!
I do want to back up one of her points, but I'll let you go first.
Well, I look at it this way. You go, why as fans would we support negative behavior? That's like being a parent saying, oh, that was a really bad thing you did. Do it again.
Yeah.
You're going to say, no, that was bad. Don't do that again. And then when they do something good, you praise them.
Sure.
So we're like the parents of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers here and the Winnipeg Jets and the Gold Lions. When they do wrong, we're going to go, hey, we don't like that.
We're a passionate sports town.
Do better or you're grounded.
We call our teams out when they don't do well, exactly. And them not doing well has nothing to do with the fans. Mm-hmm. It's poor management that we've had, and you can't blame especially Bomber fans for being bitter.
Just because the team sucks doesn't mean the fans smoke crack or whatever she's accusing us of.
We never give up on the team. Extreme. We never give, well, some of the players we give up on. But for the most part, we go after management. That's who we go after, like any other good fan would.
I will say one thing, and the Drew Willey thing, like booing Willey, and being really, and now some fans phoning in, get rid of Willie, after earlier this season it was, you know, Willie for mayor. And I feel like that reminds me.
Go ahead, Phil, say it. Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead, say it.
Willie Peck?
Yeah.
Willie. Hey, at least we didn't base a promotion around it. But still, it could have been, you know what? And it reminds me a little bit, it's a different situation, but we Kevin Glenn, and I wasn't a fan either, but we chased him out of town, and he's carved out a damn good career since he left. So let's easy on the anti-Willie stuff. I mean, I still think he could have a real bright career here in Winnipeg, so let's not chase him out of town just yet. Okay, new kids on the block, of course, with One Direction coming to town.
Yeah.
We're giving away tickets now for you dads who want to take your kids. Wheeler and I, Rena, tried to seize our man cards yesterday for knowing a little bit too much about New Kids on the Block.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about New Kids on the Block being such a bunch of pussies and... Yeah, here you and Philly know the song. Go figure.
Are you kidding me? If I want you want me to dip in the step by step, ooh baby, gonna get
it to means a lot more. It means a lot more than you can see Wheels dancing to the song.
Yeah, he really enjoys it.
It takes on a whole another disturbing level.
And then they had that. Remember they had that rap album, No More Games. Oh yeah,
no, there was. I didn't know that rap.
That stuff was stamped on our brain when we were growing up. It was all over Much Music, MTV. You couldn't get away from it.
Blame Much Music.
That's why we remember. Let's wrap up with this. We'll wrap up with this phone call here. The guy is talking about phoning Saskatchewan and getting a voicemail. The only thing he didn't do was leave the phone number. I want the phone number. Hear this call here.
I just called Saskatchewan to talk to a guy about a car on Suzuki. No word of a lie. His answering machine said, the Grey Cup is over. The Riders won. We're starting to sober up. We can't probably understand you right now, so give us a day or two and give us a message. Goodbye. That is the funniest answering machine I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's not. It's annoying.
That's
we want to call.
Still milking the Grey Cup win.
Listen, it was amazing that they figured out how to change the voicemail once. Do not expect them to know how to do it twice.
Yeah, that'll be there like in 10 years from now. That'll still be his voicemail.
There was a Manitoban that helped them change it, and he's left. He's never coming back, so they don't know how to change it back.
That's it for the bone phone.
Got a bone to pick?
I got a tweet from a guy named Alex. He says, the guy shouting out to the New York Islanders, Travis Hamonic, on the bone phone, had his phone go off during the call. The melody was from Legend of Zelda. Hashtag bone phone.
Hashtag
I don't know Zelda. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't have it handy. Mm. That's weird. Sounded more like the beginning to The Friendly Giant. It did sound familiar, though, nonetheless. Do you still have the call handy?
I do. It's right here. Yeah.
Just the right at the very, right at the tail end of the phone call, I believe, is when it starts going off.
Here we go.
Put on a man. Check it out.
There it is. Thank you for clearing that up. Much appreciated. All right, so we got a $1,000 gift card. Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Ping.
When they first brought us this idea, we thought, well, we're trying to come up with a contest idea and what we should do. And I said, hey, you know what would be really cool is if we got like a CSI team. Because remember the show CSI, they'd always go in and they'd always try and find, like, you know, they'd always bring in the black light to bedrooms whenever there was a sexual crime or sexual murder. I thought we could go in to somebody's room and black light their mattress. And if it was just littered with you know, like with the things that... that fluorescent, then we would say, okay, we're giving you a new mattress. They didn't like that idea.
No.
I don't know why.
Because some wives might be like, hey, that's brand new bed and we haven't even had sex on it yet. Who's been in here? Huh?
He's like, honey, the manufacturer's defect must be. I don't know.
Don't look at me.
We all know it's there. We just don't want to see it. So
right.
This way's better.
So what we're doing is we're playing the scary, spooky, nightmarish Halloween edition of So 30 seconds on the clock. We give you a topic. If you can talk about said topic for 30 seconds without saying transitional phrases in the English language known as or oh.
And when you hear famous radio people that take big long pauses. That's what they're trying to avoid. They've worked at it or they've had some a-hole boss over the years.
You'd rather have silence than have an so.
Just so you know, I know these things because I'm in the industry. Hello, City. Who's this?
It's Jesse.
Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. We want you to talk about the worst Halloween candy you got as a kid.
All right, the worst Halloween candy is those chalky monster things that came in a box, those candy corns, those suckers, those taffies. They always make all these other crap that nobody ever wants. Just give us chocolate bars and chips and cans of Coke. Don't give us all this other stuff that kids don't want, and even their parents don't want to eat it. We have to go and dig into this, what do they call, pillow sacks, and they're all stuck with all these sticky, stupid stuff, you know? Just give us what we want. We're kids. That's yes!
Anything real. I don't know. I thought I heard an in there.
I didn't, but I'm not saying you didn't.
But if you both didn't hear it, then he was, well, when he fumbled around.
I was pointing at you. You make
there was
the
one
call.
Point where he fumbled around a bit.
Well, the game isn't fumbleitis.
Yeah. I don't think I heard an R and O, but I could be wrong.
All right, Jesse, we're giving it to you. Forget Rena. She's trying to be mean to you.
No, I'm not. We all stopped and kind of looked at each other, so I thought maybe you heard it too.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You officially have a $1,000 gift certificate to Sleep Country Canada.
No kidding. That's
lucky.
Awesome.
I want a $1,000 gift certificate for there.
No kidding. All right, so 825. Cool. Toys for Boys 4 is next.
City traffic.
The thing about handing out really good candy is if you're handing out the cans of Coke or the chips, you'll notice a lot more kids starting to come throughout the night. They talk. They go down the street. They're like, hey, buddy.
Go hit up Aubrey's house. We're going to egg it later, but go get the good candy now.
That idiot with a Hulk mask, he's giving away chips and soda.
We're already hiding toilet paper underneath his garden gnomes. He'll have no idea.
And he's a Hab fan. Egg his house.
Traffic is for Kite and Caboodle, where you'll find the amazing Lego The Simpsons House at over 2,200 pieces. It's a must for every collector. Kite and Caboodle, second floor, Johnson Terminal at the Fort.
Then we're going to go over to Rena's house, and we're going to unscrew the bolts on her tires, on her truck, and then rob it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
She gives out crappy candy.
I give out good candy.
And my dad really wants to go there.
I buy the good candy because all this, I'm the one eating the leftovers.
I give out Skittles, but literally I just like grab a handful and then just like throw it in the bag. Like, there you go. And then I wipe my face and maybe my...
That's super healthy. Yeah. That's super, yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
A handful of Skittles. There you go.
And make sure you let all the parents know that you were just in Nigeria, too.
Here, open up that bag. Liberia, actually.
I was just in...
If you have any traffic tips for us this morning, 780 City or Star 92. On your Rogers mobile phone.
You want to eat bowl of candy?
Come on.
No.
Come on in. A big upset of Monday Night Football. Kai Forbath. You never see an offensive lineman named Kai Forbath. That's got to be a kicker, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just it's one of those kicker names. Kai Forbath. It's like Luis Andejas. Not going to be a quarterback. That's a kicker. Forbath kicked the 40-yarder in overtime as Washington beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-17.
And as we know, a horse bath is just taking a shower in the sink.
Sometimes you got to do it after hockey when
Absolutely.
You forget your towel.
Yeah. Oh, no, never that. You just drip dry.
Okay.
Have you ever used the Highlander Sassoon?
The hand soap?
Absolutely.
No, but I've used the urinal pucks.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea. Yeah, you smell great after that.
Rena, sometimes it's better than smelling like hockey equipment.
Smelling like piss is better than smelling like
those urinal soaps smell good when you pull them out.
Yeah, they smell like bubble gum and piss.
No, listen, you gotta rinse them off first.
I used to be a janitor. They smell like bubble gum and piss.
You gotta carve off the first layer and rinse it off a bit. Other than that, it's fine.
You take like an apple peeler and you take the...
Good thing you bring that in your hockey bag to every game. What'd you do without that apple peeler?
And the rash you get under your armpit only lasts for about an hour or so. It's weird, though. Every time I jump into a cab after hockey, they want to make out with me. It's the strangest thing.
Or pee on you. Odd.
You know what? Depending on the guy, I might be into that.
Because you smell like piss and bubble gum. Cab driver's hating on you. Yeah, I was just at hockey. God damn. Okay, where was I?
You're ruining my pine tree smell. Get out of cab.
I don't think I got past Monday Night Football.
For Boys 4,
The Temptations. You know, we have some good prizes, obviously, in that $40,000 prize pack. The toy box has got a bunch of good stuff. But it's got some crappy prizes, too. We had a lock of Rena's hair. We had Philly's beard. We never ended up going with my nail clippings. Why didn't we go with my nail clippings?
Because you don't trim them in here anymore. You got guilted into stopped doing it years ago.
I can bring them from home.
No. Leave them at home.
Please don't.
A bag of Wheeler's fingernails.
Leave them at home.
But that's a great, horrible prize.
No one's coming to actually pick up any of these horrible prizes.
And then bring them in.
Get your wife to put them in a bag.
Not a jar. They'll cut through the bag. We've learned that the hard way.
Those things are
My toenails are worse.
What are you, like, it looks like you haven't fully evolved. Like, you grew up with wolves. Those things are so sharp.
I'm slowly trying to become Wolverine.
Yeah.
I figure if I grow them out long enough. Either that or the bad guy from Superman 4.
Superman 4.
Yeah, remember Superman, that was the quest for peace? Remember the guy that was like...
Alien
fly around, he had the big nails, and he would scratch Superman? No?
For some reason, Superman 2 was the one I have an emotional attachment to.
I was on the Zod.
Zod. Yeah. I think that was the best one in my
Focus,
mind.
Toys for Boys 4. Yeah, need to get a caller.
You're 87. You're 88.
89, sorry. You're 90.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Take it easy, buddy.
91. Whoa.
Okay, man.
I actually disappointed my son really, really bad the other day because Superman 4 Quest for Peace was on, and he was, like, digging it because Superman was flying around, and I turned it. I'm like, no, this will not become a memory of yours until you watch the other ones. You can't watch this one until you realize how terrible it is. Yeah, you have to realize how terrible this one is.
Excellent point, Wheeler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there. Back to toys for boys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
Hi.
I'm doing good.
What's your name?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, what's your real name?
Rob.
Okay.
How did you get the nickname Fuzzy?
Don't ask about his nuts. do you want to go?
His ex. That's why she broke up with him.
You're 92, Fuzzy.
Right on.
All right, Fuzzy, do you want to go with what's in the toy box, or do you want to go with the grand prize entry for that $40,000 prize package, which you're doing at Enns Brothers in a few weeks?
Let's try the toy box.
Wow, Fuzzy.
All right, during bonus week.
Brave.
Here we go.
A $150 Paintball Paradise gift certificate.
Oh, nice.
All right, you a paintballer?
Right on, sure.
All right.
Paintballing is awesome.
Paintball Paradise is awesome, too. You're going to love it down there. Bring your friends. Maybe your ex, the one who gave you the nickname Fuzzy, possibly. All right, Rena.
Mm-mm.
Whose finger do you want?
For what? What?
Well, as we know, the best way to get rid of hiccups.
Oh, yes. Wheeler told you a long time ago about his
trick. What was it? Stick your finger in your butt?
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourselves, boys. I can't. Damn it. I can't stop.
I mean, have you tried it? You don't have to do it in front of us. But
no, I'm not.
Go to the washroom.
Made up.
It's not made up.
Have you tried it?
I'm not trying it.
Then fine. Suffer through the hiccups.
I'll suffer.
Go to RedTube today and search hiccups. It'll come up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll get a virus or something. God.
No, but the person that does the hiccup in the video, I think probably
has
does have
a virus,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good odds.
It's likely.
Let's do this.
The 92 City FM NHL Report. Brought to you by murraychevrolet.ca.
The good news is, Raina, we're just going to ask you to sit there in the background and just...
Hiccup.
Yeah, whenever you get a chance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, tell you what. For how long it takes us to do this segment, the amount of times that Raina hiccups is the amount of... goals that the Jets will score starting now.
Okay. All right. Better team tonight, Islanders. They're not the Patsies like they used to be.
Nope.
6-2 to start this season. 6-3.
You keep track over there, Rena.
Something like that.
Okay. On
are
it.
You keeping track, Rena?
Yeah. I'm definitely keeping track. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Islanders are 6-2 to start the season. Mm-hmm. Tavares. They picked up Johnny Boychuk. They got the Manitoba product. Hamonic.
Travis Hamonic. Yep.
Halak in net.
Who's the former Manitoba Moose? Michael Grabner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Speedster.
So bottom line is, the Jets, who have won 2 of 3, better bring their A game tonight as they kick off a four-game road trip.
Four games, yeah. So they'll be playing in the Metropolitan Division.
They've
over
got
there,
the
mostly.
Rangers on this trip, too. They've got Chicago. I'm not sure. I can't remember the fourth team. Probably Jersey. Yeah, it'd be Jersey. Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, that's your NHL report. That's four goals. Four goals the Jets are going to score tonight. If they score four, I hope you get the hiccups more often because we're going to use that as our litmus. All right, 8:52.
City traffic.
Wouldn't that be something? We'll make football picks that way.
For the amount of time she hiccups in her traffic here is the amount of goals that the Islanders are going to score.
Okay,
there's one.
Rena.
Okay, traffic is for MTS bundles. All of your MTS services really belong together. You can bundle them with MTS to get the best everyday price. Visit mts.ca/bestprice for more information.
Traffic. That's two.
Traffic this morning. There's a train stopped on the tracks at Fermor and Archibald.
There's three.
Sitting there, so not moving at all. And westbound traffic is lined up back to Lage. Oh, sorry, that's on Fermor. So, woof, that's really backed up. Avoid that if you can.
There's four, it's tied.
Any other traffic tips, let us know. 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
World-class rock.
I know this is a little early, but it's just confirmed. That for the second year in a row, I will be doing the Manitoba Highland Dancers Association Tartan Tea, the Christmas Tartan Tea. That'll be happening December 6th from 1 to 4 at Minto Armory at 969 St. Matthews Avenue. I did it last year. It's a lot of fun. A bunch of different age groups going up and doing a traditional Highland dance and the bagpiper. And that's awesome.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
We'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Would it surprise you to learn, Rena, for you too, college football, they for years they had this really lame BCS Bowl Championship Series, and they don't have a playoff. They're one of the few sports that doesn't have a playoff. Well, they've now adopted
which is awesome,
a playoff system where four teams qualify.
Yeah.
But you still need a selection committee to figure out who the four teams are going to be that make the playoffs, because there's a whole whack of undefeated teams and teams with just one loss. So they have a selection committee. Condoleezza Rice is on said selection committee. Remember Condoleezza? She was Bush's staff.
Of course. She was Secretary of State, wasn't she?
Yeah, something like that. Well, Tommy Bowden, the famous Bowden name, is synonymous with college football, has come out and said, this is ridiculous. There's no way Condoleezza Rice should be on such an important selection committee. She's not a former coach. She's not a former player. She's just a fan like any other dude.
But at the same time, I think Obama made it cool for politicians to get involved in that kind of stuff. Because remember, he did his whole bracket?
Oh, hey, you want to
like,
do...
he did it live in an interview?
Absolutely. You want to do brackets. You want to be a sports fan. Great. But you need to have qualifications to be on a college football selection committee. Bowden said,
well, listen,
quote,
they make you, they let you be the head of HR in this building. You don't have any qualities.
That's an excellent point. Good point, Wheeler. You got me there. But he says, quote, I'm a huge Condoleezza Rice fan. I'm a Christian conservative. I'd vote for her for president, but she should not be on this committee. I just think it's just classic college football. Like, who was on this committee that you had?
I get it. Rena?
Two things. First, happy birthday to Vic.
Your dad? Oh, come on. Vic. How did we know we would have called him?
Dad's birthday.
He wouldn't have answered.
Yeah, no. He's sleeping, a.k.a. passed out.
Is he retired now? Is he retired? Does he work part-time?
Well, he works part-time at Home Hardware. He's turning 63 today.
I thought he was still pushing tin at one of the dealerships over there, too, wasn't he?
No, he's got a couple part-time jobs. He drives. There's a dealership where he'll just go and pick up boats or trailers and stuff with one of the trucks, and he'll drive to different provinces and pick up used vehicles.
He runs that town. They're going to change the name to Vicville.
He works at the Home Hardware Lumber Yard hauling lumber.
And how old did you say he was?
Turning 63, I think.
Wow, you think?
Yeah.
You're lucky you got to know. It's not as important with men, but if it's your mom, you would know the age for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My other story, it's the Virgin Mary of snakes. A virgin python has given birth at the Kentucky Zoo. So basically zoo staff say that this snake, this massive python, gave birth to six snakes, but never had any contact with a male snake. They said that they have, after doing some studies, they've discovered that these six snakes are actually identical clones of the mother. So they said that they had, there's research, I guess, where studies have said that this is possible, but it's never been recorded in history before of actually seeing a virgin snake give birth. So they're saying
Catholic
it's
Church
kind
is
of
now
a big
erecting
deal.
Statues.
Yeah.
apparently it's some kind of big deal.
All right. That's stories we missed. I don't understand people that just have, you know, one, it seems like they have just one job in this world, and that's just to hate. Just not like anything. Just be a miserable sap their entire life.
Don't judge me.
No.
And they literally,
and they live on social networking. This is where they...
I think I know where you're going here. And, yeah. and social networking, the year 2014, has really given them a platform to sit there at their computer and look for stuff. We do invite comment on our posts at our page. But what burns my ass, and look, I get that a lot of people have lost loved ones to cancer due to smoking. Smoking's bad, evil. You shouldn't do it. Would never, never encourage the kids out there to do it. But look, it exists. And acting like people don't smoke, and acting like the mere mention of smoking, oh my God, what? He mentioned smoking.
I think I got cancer when somebody said smoking.
Oh my God. Dare you? Don't you know that kills people?
Here's what it comes down to. We were talking earlier, and Philly had one of his sleeves rolled up, his t-shirt sleeve. And I said, hey, that looks like, you know, back in the day when guys used to roll their cigarette packs into their sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, it brings back some memories of, you know, of my uncle or, you know, my dad's friend, you know, the greasy mechanic that used to have it rolled up. They brought back memories. And so
James Dean.
Right. You know, so we threw up an old photo on our Facebook page and just said, hey, does anyone still do this?
Right.
And people are like, why are you talking about smoking? You're killing the kids. You're killing them.
God help us all.
Jesus.
God help us all. Smoking kills people, you don't.
And that's fine. If you want to throw up a comment saying how horrible we are, that's fine. But why? Why waste your goddamn time?
I find it so amusing when people take time and effort out of their day to go out of their way to go to the Facebook page to write something hateful. Like, that's you really influence these people for you to take time out of your day.
Yeah. Listen,
What's wrong with you?
I will be the first one to say, if you're going to be on social networking and YouTube, whatever it is, if you're going to put yourself out there and put an opinion out there, you are open to criticism. I completely understand that 100%.
Sure.
But focus your anger to something a little more valid.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. No, everybody can see everything you posted. So everyone who's like us looks at what you wrote and laughs at you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And your name's right there with your picture. So
please,
well done.
We welcome you.
Troll all you want.
Go check out our Facebook page at 92 City FM under the search heading.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.